Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Do you want to increase your confidence in your career or business? Today I'm going to talk through how you can do this. Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo. Here to help you feel the value in yourself. I've shared this before, but you might not have heard or known about this. I used to be terrified in the corporate world when I first started, or the public sector rather. To put my hand up and say my name was one terrifying thing to do. Even to say, "Hello, my name is Johnny and I'm here to take the notes," was terrifying. And blimey, looking back, I actually had that in my mind at the time, that was kind of what I was all cut out to be, and I was trying to avoid anything that was scary. Wow. And now I just love making podcasts and YouTube videos, writing book, and just generally doing stuff. And I love to talk in any kind of meeting. But anyway, I used to be terrified to do those things. I had like a little minimal confidence. Now I love it. I love expressing myself, as I'm saying. But the problem is, some of us think, and I used to think this, we shouldn't have problems, and confident appearing people just don't have problems. The biggest problem is that people think they shouldn't have problems. Problems make us grow. Problems make us better. And that's our response to problems. And we're seeing problems as challenges is what helps us grow. Progress will give you happiness. When you progress in something, you will feel happier, but you can't make progress unless you take action. So waiting to feel more confident will never happen. You have to take the actions to move forward. And like I'm saying, as you're progressing more and more, your brain will be scared. It'll be like, what are you doing? You're coming out of your comfort zone. These are new things. And your brain doesn't like new things. The survival part of it. There's a part called the limbic part of the brain that does, it's designed to keep you safe, not go into uncomfortable situations. Even though they're not real dangers, it's trying to keep you safe. It's not wanting you to make progress. It's not wanting you to come out of the comfort zone. That's the front logical part of the brain that wants you to do that. But the limbic part is very strong. However, you can manage it. And when you start taking action and moving forward, that's when you start boosting up your confidence. So how can you become more confident in your career and business other than what I've talked about? So I'm going to go through four tips now to use my own experience and from studying confidence for a very, very long time, how exactly you can up your confidence in your career and business. Because I know it's a big issue for many people. The thing that holds us back is fear. Worried what others think, worried what fear of the unknown, fear of rejection, many things. So these are my four tips I've collated to help with some of those things, or all of those things. So the first one is look at how you want to feel and start saying that to yourself. Start using incantations. I talk about this a lot, but it's really, really worth repeating. Look at what you want to feel. Do you want to feel confident? Say, "I am confident," or "I am working towards confidence." "I'm working to have super confidence." "I'm working to feel worthy." "I am amazing." "I am working to feel amazing." Keep saying those phrases to yourself. But don't just say it in front of a mirror like, "I'm confident, I'm working towards confidence, I am working to feel amazing." Because your brain's going, "Rubbish, you're not, and you won't believe it, and you'll stop doing it." You need to say it with emotional intensity, even if it's difficult at first. When you start saying things with movement and emotional intensity and really feel it, it's called emotional mastery rather than just cognitive mastery. When you start getting emotional and physical mastery, that's when things sink into your system. There are three levels of mastery or feeling something. Cognitive is when you just know it. but that's not enough sometimes to get through your brain to stick with you, whether that's learning something or a feeling you want to feel. But then the emotional and physical mastery is when you really put it into your body. So start saying things with meaning to start feeling them, like, I am amazing, or I am working towards unstoppable confidence. You might want to say, I am unstoppable confidence. I say that on my run. I look like a nutter, but it's fun. But if you're working towards it, you might just want to say, I am working towards unstoppable confidence. Say it of meaning. Don't care what other people think, because you're doing it for other people. The more confident and great you feel about yourself, the more it's going to rub off onto other people. So therefore, you're doing everyone else a favor by feeling this as well. And you're going to be better in your career, which people are going to thank you for. So therefore, my view is it's silly not to do this. Because I didn't used to do that. I used to say bad things to myself. I used to be really self-critical. And it was kind of not helpful for me or anyone else, to be honest. So start using incantations. The second one is prime yourself daily. I love this stuff. So making yourself feel good is therefore going to allow you to take more action. If you're like miserable, if you're tired, if you're losing your energy, energy is everything, by the way. So, so important. If you're not feeling things, that sounded dodgy as anything then. If you're not feeling great, then you are less likely to take action. So therefore, I talked about this in the podcast a couple of episodes ago, but if you think about what makes you feel good, dancing around, smiling, even when you don't feel like it, singing, I wouldn't sing because it might break people's ears if that is even a thing, and doing those kind of things, then you prime yourself into a good state and therefore you're more likely to take confident action. So do that to gear yourself up to feel good at work. The third point is push your body daily, because when you push your body, that's a mental barrier you've overcome. So what can you do to push your body? You can put that extra little sprint in, or that extra run if you're able to run or sprint or walk. You might go for a little bit more of an arm exercise. You might hold the plank. You might do something that's just a bit more of a push. You might go for a cold shower for 5 minutes. Sounds crazy, but mentally that does wonders, showing that you've overcome a barrier. So think about how you can push the body daily, because that's going to make you know that you're able to overcome challenges, and therefore you can push through mental barriers as well when it comes to things or challenges that arise in your career or your business. And then the final point is practice decision making. The best people I've observed, when I say the best people, the most confident, competent people I've observed sort of on leadership and things like that in the corporate world, or entrepreneurs and people with really thriving businesses, is that they make decisions really, really well. They're not worried about getting decisions wrong, because they know they can just change it. They don't worry about the certainty of, oh, I've got to get this right. They just make the decisions anyway. And it was something I really, really used to struggle with. Now I don't worry as much. I used to be like, I don't want to make decisions, I might get it wrong. But that was ridiculous, because there's always a chance. You can't be certain in anything in this life. There's always a chance of getting it wrong. Yes, look at the options and make a calculated risk if you're doing something. But don't hold and hesitate on trying to get a decision right, because it will never come. And people admire decision makers, so make decisions. And another point to that, which is the same point, but just an addition to that, is focus on progress, not perfection. Focus on just making decisions and going forward. If you get caught on perfection, oh, by the way, just for anyone who claims they're a perfectionist, because I used to do this, perfectionism is not a thing. It is a made-up thing. There's no such thing as perfect. Perfect is like this, oh, I got everything 100% spot on. That doesn't exist. Anything can be improved, even world-class excellent stuff. So therefore, perfection doesn't exist. It's just a mask for fear of getting something wrong. And be totally honest with yourself. So focus on progress, not perfection as well, and moving forward with that. That is really going to help in your business and career. Like I say, don't make irrational decisions without thinking about anything, but don't hesitate so long. Get that right balance. Make decisions. When you practice making decisions, you get better at making decisions. There's always a chance something might go wrong. Don't wait for certainty. Go into things being certain in yourself and believing in your own ability, but not worrying about getting things wrong. Take those calculated risks. Understand what's going to happen, but practice decision making. So those are my tips for today. Now, I've worked with people when they've been terrified of starting a new career, start a changing career. Also had people worried about wanting to grow their own business, whether I've helped or coached a coach or whether they were doing, I don't know, a yoga business. They love their passion, but the voices in their head like stop them and they start to lack the confidence in their own ability. But it's really rewarding when we've worked together and see these little habit changes and the actions I keep them accountable to build the momentum and then see them develop that confidence and really change their lives through it. So if you are looking to increase your self-confidence for a challenging career or business, I am a confidence coach. And if you're the right fit, I will personally take you through an empowering process, allowing you to feel your true value. So this is for you if you're that. And also if you're looking to change now, not someday, like I talked about, be a decision maker, make decisive action that you want to improve. I'm looking for people who want to improve. And if that's you, I'd love to hear from you. So if that is you, there is a link in the description below where you can see if you qualify for a spot for my personal one-to-one coaching with me. And it's a free consultation, so you haven't got anything to lose. Thank you so much for listening today. I really appreciate you. And if you have valued this, then please share it with friends and family and give a rating because that can help us reach more people. And I know there's lots of people out there struggling in confidence in their career and business. I appreciate you. And remember this, improve your self-esteem. You improve the lives of others.